T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We both love him, shamelessly.
Mr. Sheehan.
Hard not to love.
He's my man. He broke this story, so let's let him tell it.
I love it.
Andy, how are you, brother?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey, good, good. I loved watching you, you know, run down the hallway and do what you do. It's good. Give everybody who doesn't know what we're talking about
the
backstory.
Yeah, give us the skinny, brother.
Okay, so spring break, back in April. Anthony Hamlet, the superintendent of Pittsburgh Public Schools, and 4 of his top administrators were flown down on the district's dime to Miami. And from there, they were taken by a vendor that does work with the school district, a guy named Barrington Irving, who has a company called The Flying Classroom. So he has a program with the district. He wants to expand it with the district. And so he took the superintendent and the 4 administrators on a trip down to Cuba, where they had some activities which we've been able to sort of find out, some of which involved scuba diving and cave diving and visits to the beach.
Yeah.
What?
So this is kind of a secret thing. The district didn't know about it. The school board didn't know about it. His trip to Miami was approved by the school board president, but they were unaware of this Cuba side trip. So I did get wind of it, and I was able to confirm it. And so it raised several questions about district policy.
Yeah.
The first question is that any out-of-country trip taken by any staff of Pittsburgh Public Schools has to be approved by the full board at a regular meeting. That wasn't done. The other is a prohibition against accepting any kind of gifts from someone doing business with the district or intending to do business with the district, of which this Flying Classroom and then Barrington Irving certainly fit that category. And this is certainly appears to be something of value or a gift, this free trip, expense paid trip. And also, you know, they're supposed to, if they're going out on district business, they're supposed to file a report with the board within 15 days. And by the time I was able to confirm this, it, you know, 20 days had elapsed, and so there was no report made on this. So
Andy, but at the end of the day,
ethical question.
Yeah, it does. But at the end of the day, your average Joe's out there thinking, and that's what I thought when I saw your piece over a week ago, is what the hell are they doing in Cuba, brother? Isn't that what taxpayers, isn't that what folks who are worried about their kids' education want to know, man?
Well, yeah. I mean, what does this have to do with educating kids? Mm. And, you know,
and
there's
Pittsburgh
other questions
kids.
About... Yeah, the superintendent apparently has sort of a friendship with this guy. He flew up to, he has a $73,000 contract with the district, which is very nebulous. It doesn't really, it's hard for me to understand what this guy has actually done for the district. He did fly up to Pittsburgh in his helicopter back in the fall. He took the superintendent for a helicopter ride, and he gave sort of an inspirational lecture to the kids at Langley High School and Brashear High School. And he sort of talks a lot about on-hands learning and project learning, and there's a lot of sort of educational buzzwords about it. But I don't know what the district is getting for $73,000. And I don't know, you know, what he's proposing to go district-wide and why they're trying to entertain these administrators down in Florida. Supposedly, they are demonstrating to these administrators and the superintendent what hands-on education could be actually
in
like.
In Cuba, brother? But in Cuba, Andy?
In Cuba.
In a cave?
In scuba diving, in cave diving.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Andy, let's get down to you, though. And look, you've had a rather frosty relationship with the superintendent because you actually broke the story when he first came in about his resume. Has he been open with you or accessible to you?
Not at all.
Okay.
In fact, I'm doing some follow-up work here, and things will be sort of coming out as the week progresses. But they are now. He has not commented since, you know, we did this story Thursday. He's not been available. Some of you saw what happened last night.
Yeah.
They had sort of the security keeping us away from
right,
him.
Right, right. Aren't they? So, aren't they? I mean, they're here to serve us.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I did a story last month, a month and a half ago, about the literacy rates in Pittsburgh public schools.
I saw it.
And at Weill and at Miller in the Hill District, reading proficiency in those schools is as low as 12%.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And we're down with flying classrooms, cave diving in Cuba.
Yeah.
When, you know, people like board members like Saladin are saying, you know, we have a crisis here.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
And we have to do something and focus all of our energies and on, you know, solving this crisis of illiteracy in our schools.
Right.
And venturing into these contracts with people like Barrington Irving and taking these trips.
So we have
not forwarding that agenda.
Mm. Andy, we have about 45 seconds left. So what comes next? What could happen to this guy? I mean, what do you see?
Well, last night, the school solicitor, Ira Weiss, said that they're going to do a full investigation of this and some other matters. You can tune into KDK later on in the week, and I'll have some other things that you can consider.
That's what we call a tease, Andy. I was hoping for some inside scoop.
I saw you yelling last night. You still got the pipes, brother. And you got some game. You were kind of moving quickly, too. We love it, Andy.
Okay, brother.
See you, man.
Take care.
Take care.
It's good stuff.
My kids love him, by the way. My twins used to think that he lived in a cloud. Just
well,
so you know.
We know how he feels about you, which is a whole nother story.
Shut up.
He gets giggly. It's true. He gets all mushy.
Shut up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.